Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today, and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management, and I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. I am your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys today for another solo episode. So much has been going on in my life in the past few days, weeks, and I think everyone is feeling this energetic shift, good, bad, and indifferent, right? When things start to happen and move in the universe, we are all definitely affected on some level. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about forecasting into the future and a little series that I am excited to announce for you guys that will just be in our solo episodes mainly moving forward. And it's kind of this idea behind leaving the dark ages, right? That we have all endured so incredibly much over the past few years, and what this new next life of a world is going to look like. This is something I talk about a lot with my mentors on a monthly and even weekly basis, and it's actually given me a lot of hope. And I hope that, you know, within me sharing more about this through my platform, it will encourage you all to also feel this hopefulness. I think for so many years, especially with what's going on, you know, in my personal life in these past few weeks, everything can feel really heavy and it can also throw me off course, right? Like when you are a business owner and there's a lot going on in your life, even if it's positive, some of that can take away, right, from your focus at times. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually about learning how to lean into this season of our lives when, you know, life gets busy. How can we start to balance and see that maybe our personal lives need more attention than the business at this moment in time? And guess what? We can create businesses to actually fuel this new type of lifestyle. And what I'm seeing in the world is that a lot of people are craving this change. It's no longer just in entrepreneurs. It's actually in every single human I come in contact with. I can see that they are craving more, wanting more out of life than just working or making money, right? Yes, all of those things are great, but what about all of the other 90% of our lives, right? So much of that is not talked about and not spoken on. And here at the End in Mind, as you guys know, we are about the untraditional lifestyle. So let's shake things up a bit. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this new series, which I am going to call the Renaissance Era. And I think that these upcoming episodes, again, will instill hope in all of us in what is to come, make us be able to see how is the energetics of the universe and the world really showing us this shift, right? And all that is happening, even on a cosmic level, how is it affecting us as humans right here on the planet, grounded in this earth? We are still affected by what is going on in the world and in the universe, right? So I am not an astrologer, so I will not get too much into that, but I will talk about what I'm seeing impacted by. So maybe an upcoming guest, we can also have a few astrologers on to share more about this. One person I've been listening to that my coach Eva, who you guys have met a few times, has recommended is Pamela Gregory. So Pamela has been talking about star storms and what's been happening since February 9th, which is when I saw a huge shift in what was going on in my personal life and my business life, and seeing how, you know, the shift is really like obvious to me. It's also funny because I've noticed that like the sun is a lot brighter. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, but it is so freaking bright out, at least where I am located. Pamela said that some of these storms have even caused like higher level migraines for highly sensitive people. It's definitely having a physical reaction to the body as well. So if that's the type of thing that you're into, I would definitely say pause this episode, go listen to Pamela. She's a great segue into like some of the information that I've downloaded. And I don't even really know, I haven't watched the whole episode of her recently, but what I got from the first few hours of it was like really powerful. So if that is something that you're needing, like craving something like the news, it's so funny. When I got on with my coach, I was like craving, I guess, just being like, not educated, but just like up to date, you know, with like what is going on. But I am so not the gal that's gonna watch like conventional news, especially as a highly sensitive person. And she mentioned she watches Pamela as her news. So that is something that I'm going to continue to incorporate. And it's already been great to have this type of information that Pamela speaks on, because it's just so aligned. And I wanted to pass that off to you guys as well, so you could implement it again if those are things that you like. And I do believe, you know, this is the type of renaissance-y mental health renaissance that I believe that the world is heading into. I don't know if you all have seen, but I just saw Joe Dispenza signed with one of these like large not Netflix, but one of those larger companies to start his own show and actually share about how to heal the mind-body-soul connection on a cellular level through changing our thought patterns. And as we all know, that's what Joe Dispenza does. He's fantastic. And I'm just so happy to see that portions of our lifestyle are starting to become more mainstream. And that's why I'm really looking at this as more of a renaissance type of era for us, where we're heading into this new age, this new zone of genius, and the world is going to change because it has to, right? Because we all know that the way that we used to live is no longer feasible for our bodies, our minds, our souls. As we have all evolved, we are now able to change the way we think and actually apply it to our lives. The only thing that will hold people back from making these changes is probably scarcity and fear, right? So what can we do as thought leaders in our industries? How can we continue to speak our truth and help people see that what actually happens when you make these shifts, when you connect with the mind, body, soul, when you understand what's happening in this astrology type of world and how it's impacting us on an everyday basis? What does it do for us? It helps us to see past the mundaneness of everyday life. It helps us to find our purpose and really connect with why we're here, which I believe is honestly, you guys, to be happy and celebrate life. This is such a magical experience. You guys have heard me share some of the things that I've consumed over the past few years. And one thing that I keep coming back to is like, the odds of being born a human, right? Remember that was in one of our previous solo episodes. I think it was like 0.00025% that we as souls get to experience human life. And that is just such a small percentage, right? What an amazing opportunity we have to be here on this planet, in this lifetime, experiencing this renaissance, as I'm calling it, right? This new era that we're opening up to, leaving the dark ages behind of exchanging time for money, of being in this physical exchange, right? That is no longer going to work. Okay, you guys, I am cracking up because as I am talking about how amazing the human experience is, I'm like trying to record this. There's like street cleaners going by. So I obviously have to like pause and wait for them to pass so I can like get back on to record. As I'm talking about how amazing this human experience is, I'm like irritated, right? But one of the things that's so beautiful about the human experience is that we get to experience emotion and we get to feel that emotion. And then in the same amount and how quickly we can feel an emotion is how quickly we can move on to the next emotion. And I think that that's what consciousness is, right? Up-leveling your consciousness is not just about becoming a better person or changing a lifestyle. It's actually about understanding that we can create our own reality. And a lot of that comes from creating and sitting or shifting our emotion. And that's something that I think is one of the most powerful pieces that I've learned through this personal development work. But again, right? Like, that's what is that teaching me in this moment? Patience, right? To not get frustrated, not get upset, just sit here and let it pass. Maybe I needed to take a moment, right? To really relish in even what I'm saying. Some of the things that we experience in our lives happen so quickly and so fast. As a highly sensitive, I frequently can feel overwhelmed. Honestly, on a daily basis, let's be honest. And I have to remind myself that when I am overwhelmed, that it is just for a period of time. And how quickly I became overwhelmed is how quickly I will move out of it. And again, that is what I believe has given me the hope of understanding and utilizing all of these different tools that I mentioned, changing the way that I think about my life, changing the way that I think about my relationships, is allowing me to be more present and really create a life that I truthfully desire. And when it comes to my business, what has been impacted is that I no longer need to believe that I have to spend a certain amount of hours connected to my laptop to be worthy enough to make a certain amount of money. Okay, I was having a conversation with some of my family members the other day about financials and money beliefs, and I was sharing some of the milestones that I'm about to reach this year that I'm extremely excited about. And some of them look at me like I have literally four eyes, you know? They're like, how, as an entrepreneur, are you able to make this amount of money? You know, some of my family has never been able to make that amount of money before, and I understand their frustration, and I understand their misconception, right, about it, because people look at me and they're like, but you control your schedule, and you take off every weekend, and you don't work nights, and I'm like, yeah, because I know that if I give my all when I am working, I will have a much higher impact with my clients when I am doing that, so that I can go then rest, right, and pour back into myself so I can be 100% for them. I'm able to be present. I'm able to give real lifetime feedback. I'm able to lead my team better. I'm much more grounded because I'm not always grounded, right? Like, I still am human. I still get overwhelmed. I might not always have the right reaction, but when I have been practicing this level of, everybody's saying present now, but it's hard to find another word for that. It's really just this level of like establishing who I want to be and stepping into it now has allowed me to reach these financial goals, weird enough. So like, because I try, right? Not every moment, but when a situation arises where it's an opportunity for me to step into that higher level self shoes, I really do take a moment to step back and ask myself, like, how do I want to handle this, right? Not even like, what would my higher self do, but how do I want to handle this? What is the actual outcome that I'm hoping for? Am I creating more chaos? Because that's what I used to do. I used to create more chaos in the overwhelm rather than understanding how I can yield some of this energy to recreate it and get to the outcome that is necessary now, instead of getting caught up in the emotion. Because that's actually what would suck the most energy out. And then I wouldn't be able to get back on and like complete the tasks of the day because I was so overwhelmed or so drained. So this is what I mean about this up level of consciousness, this type of renaissance, you know, that we're all on the verge of hitting, because I see this happening everywhere. It's not only in social media, it's happening literally everywhere. People that have started e-commerce stores, people that are, you know, in social media, right, selling all of these items, and they're telling us that they're making all of this money. It's because they no longer believe that they have to exchange time for money. I see this happening a lot in the AI world right now, where people are resisting the assistance that AI can give us because of pure fear that they will no longer be able to be paid the same amount because their hours will not be necessary. But what if they thought about it in the sense of, if they allow AI to come in and support their corporation, the sky is never ending, right? The limit does not exist to the amount of money that they can then make for their corporation. Therefore, they no longer have to be tied to a desk in order to articulate that information, right? But they will still make the same amount of money because their corporation will still need someone to fact check, right? To actually get in there and be that human person that's bridging the gap. So instead of living in fear and resisting the AI, what I believe is we should lean into this. We should allow these things to make our lifestyle easier, because what's going to happen is that we all adapt. It's like when people started to get really nervous about the cell phone coming out, or like these big changes in our lives that we've all endured over the years, right? Where it's a shift in the world. This shift is a long time coming. We need this now so that people can actually focus on what is important, which I believe is their mental health, which stems back to everything that I'm talking about, right? So I think that it's no longer about the grind. It's no longer about time for money. It's no longer about this mundaneness of like getting up and like literally working yourself to death to make a dollar. It is now about stepping into the zone of genius, utilizing the right tools, and creating the life that we want. And that's something that is really, really powerful, because I can feel a lot of people starting to feel it at once. Like when I first started talking about some of this 6 years ago, actually when my previous boss started talking about this 8 years ago, almost 10 years ago now, when she started her online business, she really took me under her wing and taught me a lot of how to think about this lifestyle. I remember the first time I heard her talking, I'm like, who is this crazy lady? Like, that's not the real world, right? Resistance. I can't even think, at that point, I couldn't even think about what it would be like to not have to exchange time for money, because that's all I saw. But now, with the internet, people are able to see how easily you can create abundance when you're willing to do the work to remove the scarcity from your lifestyle. Because really what these people are doing when they resist AI is resisting money, is resisting success. They are resisting growth. And it's coming no matter what. you know? So we either get on board and we understand how to look at this in a hopeful way, how to utilize these tools to springboard us forward, or we will get stuck and we won't grow. And we won't grow at the level that we need to in order to be sustainable in this next level renaissance type of era. Because what's going to happen when people get all this time back? This is something I've really been thinking about. As a collective, what will happen when all of these people have all of this free time again? It's like when my clients say to me, they'll be like nervous, right? I remember I was very nervous when I started to really understand that I no longer had to be in the weeds. Like I could outsource this to my team and have more freedom, be more present with my family, like during the workday, right? Like a lot of people are like, what the hell? That's absolutely insane. And for me, I was scared. I was really fearful. Like, won't I be bored? I remember saying that to my coach, like, what am I going to do all day, right? Like, what am I literally going to do all day? And she said, Caitlin, do you know how much time and energy goes into, like, creating a household or doing everyday tasks that I enjoy? She's like, what about things that you love to do? Why can't we fill our days with that, you guys? Like, really, when you think about what I'm saying, it's actually so sad that so many people live this life where, like, I didn't even know what I enjoyed. I didn't even really know what I liked to do outside of working. Like, this has been so cleverly programmed into our minds that we don't even really know what we like. We don't really even know what we should do with our free time. That's scary, right? That's why so many of us struggle with our mental health or struggle with our thoughts, because we don't even know what the heck we like. We've been so detached for so long. This has been what is normal, when really what I believe is normal is like living our lives, right? And having fun and doing things that we love to do. Like, it's really not that crazy to want and desire that. And, you know, again, 6 years ago when I was talking about some of this stuff and telling my family, like, I'm not going to do that to myself, they're like, you're crazy. You know, they're like, you're absolutely crazy. You're not going to be able to live a life, right? A fulfilled life. When I'm like, well, what's a fulfilled life when I'm giving away all of my time to make a dollar? That's not a fulfilled life to me. So for me, it was so factual. It was so easy to see. But I do understand the fear that people feel, like, what will I do with all this free time when I get it? And that's why I think some of this will have to be a slow, gradual shift. And that's what I always say to my clients. You know, for me, like, I used to like sweat, right? Like when I would have free time. Now I just know, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to sit around for a little, have my coffee. Maybe then I'll go work out. Like, it's not this urgency. I don't feel rushed. I don't feel scared, right? Because I know that I can do what I want to when I want to. I think that everybody deserves to feel this. And that's why I believe that this renaissance is coming, because I can feel it kind of like bubbling beneath the surface, right? Like beneath my feet. And I'm sure you all can too, especially as being highly sensitive. So I hope you guys enjoy this mini renaissance theory series that we're doing on The End in Mind this year. Our upcoming topics, which I would love to know, like, some that you guys think of too, so definitely DM me them. Maybe we could even run through them together. One topic is going to be like outsourcing era. So that's what I was talking about with getting some of that free time back. Another one will be like conscious communication. So like, not even just communication with your clients, but diving into it in a relationship built level and looking at your clients from this relationship aspect, which I actually talked with somebody about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this was another really interesting thing. So in this renaissance era, like, I believe a lot of people will have these, like, for now I'll just call it a timeline jump. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. It's like, whatever, a quantum shift. They'll have these quantum shifts or quantum leaps where people will get this like influx, right, of like, poof, here's what it's like, here's what you've manifested, here's what you've created. And it can feel like this boom of energy. And what happens for people, it can come in many different ways. Sometimes people get an influx of clients and they feel like, whoa, how am I going to hold all the space for this? Like, how the hell am I going to do this? Some of that comes back for me still nowadays. It could also be like an influx of followers, right? Like they hit this, like, people think like going viral is like, you know, whatever thing that you can work towards. I think it's really just a quantum leap. When you hit the nose on the head, like when you hit the audience right where they need it, it's really about manifesting that, right? Like you just understand your audience, you understand what they want to hear. So they'll get this influx and then they're like, oh my God, what do I do with all these followers, right? And that's the type of fear that can hold people back. So I want to talk about some of that stuff, like quantum leaps and what they actually look like when they manifest in like an actual physical form. Because yeah, like I think a lot of business owners don't talk about what it feels like when you really do hit that stride. When you hit that stride and you get this really large cosmic impact, and it can feel so big for like a highly sensitive, a lot of people end up shutting their businesses down, to be honest. So I want to share like how not to do that and how to utilize your tools to make sure that you can yield and hold that energy, because that's how you'll reach your financial goals too. So a lot of really fun upcoming topics for this Renaissance series. I cannot wait to share more. Love you all bunches. I will see you all very soon. And in between this series, we will still have our guests coming on. And I have a feeling some of the things that our guests talk about will naturally fall into this Renaissance, social media type of Renaissance category series that we're doing. So thanks everybody so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.